so right. It's so right. Thank you so much. You might be seated, please. And I'm so happy to be here. And I enjoyed the prayer in Spanish. What was the lady who's... What are you looking at me for? No. Tim, is, Pastor Tim, got to be very careful because I'm dressing different than him today. This is supposed to be casual. He's always beat me. He got, look at this, look at him, you see him? He came very presentable. Hey, Tim, thank you so much. Cindy, you are beautiful, and I could not say no when I was received this invitation. I tell you, I have not been feeling that good in the last 3 weeks, and I've... It was very hard. All this thing that is taking place is a powerful, diabolic type of things that is come, and I think that the church has to be ready for this. This is the heart of New York. This is. And I tell you one thing. I stood here so many times in this pulpit, and the greatest thing in my life is to look at all of you. And I want to say a prayer before I just get into, because I want the directions of the Holy Spirit. I don't want to come over here just because Nikki Cruz. Nikki Cruz is behind the cross, and that's the only thing I have. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate you very much, and I love you. I'm a straight, but I really do love you. He don't know what Nikki gonna say next. But it's you being blessed. Dave Wilkerson, I remember that in the old place that he came to New York, and then God gave him this place. And many people undermine Dave in the area that he's the prophet and all of this. Yes, okay. But Dave was a good brain, smart, very cautious, hard. He was hard. I'm his spiritual son. I'm not telling you, he's my spiritual father. He was my spiritual father, and he can slap my face, and I would put my head down. And it wasn't easy, Dave Wilkerson. I miss another person, Sonny, my spiritual son. This will go this way. Dave Wilkerson came, and a lot of things happen. But anyway, I'm going to pray. Father, in this moment, I just come to you. I humble myself to you. And I ask you that you take these lips and my tongue. It's yours. But of all things, my heart is beating with so much love for you. You have been kind. You have helped me in so many areas of my life, and I thank you for my wife, for Gloria. I thank you for my family, my son-in-laws, and my daughters, grandchildren. I just pray that this spirit will penetrate into the hearts of everyone, not just here in this sanctuary, but it can touch the heart and the life of many people that they're going to be listening far away. I ask you that you give me your grace and your favor, because without that, there's no use to be here. I just pray that the power of the Holy Spirit will be upon Tim and Cindy and everyone, and the choir and Ricardo. Father, I pray for the staff. I pray for every board of directors that you will help this place and this man of God. I bless him in the name of Jesus Christ. Because the anointing is not in this building. The anointing is in everyone that really believes in you and knowing you. That's the bottom line of all of this. Thank you so much, my Jesus. Amén. Miren, yo me siento contento. Aquí no, y si quieren le hablo italiano. Para dejar de saber que yo hablo otras lenguas. Y si no la entienden, yo tengo el Espíritu Santo y a ustedes para que la interpreten. Porque Dios ha sido bueno. Y Dios ha sido misericordioso. Y Dios nos ha dado favor y gracia en esta ciudad. En New York. This is the heart. This is what makes the difference. And we pray that that's going to be the greatest moments of your life. Pero no se asusten, no se asusten. Dios está con nosotros, y ¿quién podrá contra nosotros? ¿Quién podrá contra Dios? Cristo es la respuesta. Cristo es el poder. Estoy hablando inglés y en español a la misma vez. Estoy completamente confundido. Interpretando de inglés y interpretando de inglés, de español a inglés, y estoy contento. Ustedes han sido una bendición para esta iglesia. Respalden al pastor Tim y que sepan que esta iglesia está abierta para todos ustedes, y aquí el que manda es Cristo Jesús. Ok, let me translate this for the sake of the pastor Tim. What I say when I spoke, it was very simple. I had to translate, so just to make Tim feel a little nervous, what Nick is going to say. What I say was, don't worry. Be cool. Everything's going to be all right. Because you don't have to worry about the people. That's what I'm saying is in Spanish. You don't have to worry about these people. You don't have to be worried about your race, because we have all kinds of race. This is what I was saying, don't worry. Because when we go to heaven, we all going to be speaking Spanish. Oh, my God. So I'm so happy really to be here. This is the first time either. I've been in New York so many times, but this is the first time I come to a prayer meeting. I was so honored when Tim called and if I was available. Of course, it's my friend. As long as you paid me $100,000. Everything is all right. No. I'm going to talk to you and I'm going to put myself into the picture. You're going to know a little bit about Nicky Cruz. You're going to know more or less things that have shaped my life. I have been married and I celebrate 64 years. Yeah. So I'm a little moved and forgive me for those feelings that have made me what I am. And I'm going to talk to you about the Holy Ghost Hospital. The Holy Ghost Hospital. And God, we need it so bad. I'm going to inspire you and give you courage and let you know that we are not alone in this world. And I just wanted to just go ahead and speak from my heart. I got a few notes. I changed the whole message anyway. Why are you laughing at? I just say, just very simple. This is, to me, is very important because it has to deal with New York. That we need a Holy Ghost Hospital in every church, in every place in the whole world because things are getting bad. But we're not going to lose sight of the truth. That we know who is our Savior. And we believe in the resurrections of Christ. And this is that I believe that we need desperate that we get our act together, our life together, our difference together, that we begin to practice what love is all about. That love is not just a talking, but love is something that is deep within us, that it needs to be shared to others. It's not that you feel pity for somebody. It's the compassion that is in your life that will make us that different. When you walk the sidewalks in this beautiful city all over the five boroughs, you begin to think of every space, every feet that have gone through trillions, I don't know how many, billions of people before myself, my conversion. So I want to say that we live in a situation that this is, to me, a sacred place, a holy place. Listen, we are in the battle, and I'm glad that we are. We are not chicken out. We are going with force in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. And He will be the protector of everything. The reason why the church has become a Holy Ghost hospital is because this is a place that really we need it. Because Jesus Christ was specific. I'm not going to be talking about all the chapter, but just a word that is studying my life for many times, either the whole scripture that you know Christ for so many years, we got to be careful that we don't get cold, that we don't get comfortable, because that's dangerous. That's very dangerous. That we should do our very best to represent Jesus Christ the way He's supposed and He should be presented. The Holy Ghost Hospital had to deal with a lot of things that have happened. I've been wounded about 4 times in my life for people that you love and you care so much. And I have been in that Holy Ghost Hospital 4 times. And I've been there hurt. I remember that I never understood why I left in challenge. And yet I put my strength, my life in the ministry, and I don't know why. And I was asking why, because I did love the ministry. Teen Challenge is a fantastic ministry. We have The people of Tin Chan here represent us. I mean it with all my heart. And I want to say to the director, my dear friends, you have your beard. I don't have it because my face is baby face. Oh, we're getting the flesh here. But I've been there. I have been wounded. Not everything has been a rose, a garden of beauty. Not every time going to be in the mountains in this life. You got to come down to the valley and feel the pains and the hurts and the sufferings of people. It's something that you can never walk away, because everyone has been hurt. Everyone has felt alone in the ministry. Can you imagine? You think that all that we are the saint? No, the saint is you. You got the power. We are here because of your prayer. We are here because you believe in Jesus Christ, not in men, but you respond and you behind in the anointing of the men that God put us here from day workers. Look at this, a miracle, Pastor Carol. What a miracle. What a miracle. That is the Holy Ghost Hospital. He went through that. Why did he went over there? How did he feel about being there and be taken away from us? But Jesus is different. No. You're still here for a reason. Pastor Carol, I love him. That has nothing to do with you, Tim. But I really do. He was beautiful. He went, I don't know how, he went with Dave. And then here we got Tim, Pastor Tim. I mean, this church have just three men of God. This church is a Holy Ghost hospital. And when I was wounded, I was thinking that, how am I going to tell Dave my time is over? Or do I move to the Bronx and just start something different? No, because I don't want to be in between. But I left wounded. And this is something that I have to go to that hospital for operation that will define the rest of my life, the rest of my marriage. It was something that it had to be dealing with God and Nikki Cruz. Had to deal with God and Gloria, and at that time, Alicia was born in Teen Challenge in Brooklyn, New York. I refused. The Cross and Switchblade came in, and that gave us fame. Wilkerson was well known. I was the center of that story there. It wasn't me, but I was the center. People began to find out where I was. I was living in that time in one of the most tremendous, beautiful places, Oakland, California, full of violence and all those things. I received many calls. I told Gloria, you gonna go ahead and look for a job, and I'm gonna look. I don't wanna be in the pulpit. I don't want nothing to do with the pulpit. And I received and I rejected so many calls. It's a wounded heart. It's dangerous. I was there, laid on that operation table. I was there in somebody that can really take that heart and put it in his hands, and that the hands of Jesus, and that heart can feel him. I was there when Jesus put his heart.
my heart in his mouth, and he just came gently and kissed me. I was there, laid down in the operation table, and I felt in that time, why? I was there when we didn't have no money. I was there in that place when we feel completely, and I felt, I don't want to do this. I don't want it. Why I have to take this responsibility? I took about 11 guys, disciples, Dave and I, we sent him to schools. Sonny came, and he was the first one who went to, I don't know why, Wilkerson sent him to the Spanish church. When Sonny, again, Sonny, he's no Italian. He's Puerto Ricans. He can never deny that. I don't care if he was white. I don't care if he was Argentine. I want to tell you one thing. His dad was more Puerto Rican than me. His mother was another Puerto Rican. Mira qué pasa que lo que esta cosa. Vamos, suave, suavecito. Gloria served them. We sent some to Los Angeles. We took some to California. I was traveling. But I'm going to tell you one thing. We didn't have no money. We didn't have no food. You want me to tell you more? Huh? Why I'm so grateful. And I'm glad for those days, because it teach me a lot. It teach me about being strong and being faithful to something more higher than my heart. And when you have nothing, Gloria could not get a job. I got a job and they kicked me out. Because I was washing dishes. This is how low I went. I don't want nobody to tell me I have to speak. I don't want no pulpit in my life anymore. That's the way Nikki Cruz felt. That's what a wounded heart it is. And I know that we could not pay the rent. Tim, this happened. Gloria cannot get a job, and that was strange. So I received one call from Castro Valley, California. It was the pastor who called. I don't know who gave it the telephone. And asked me to speak. And I had rejected so many calls, but this one, I ain't got no other choice. There's no money. There's no food. They're going to kick us out. And before they kicked me out, I put the gun in the head. The person said, no, you're not going to kick me. I'm going to kick you out. That's a gang mentality. That's a survival mentality. But I tell you one thing. I said yes. Then announced it, and then that play was packed, that people were standing outside. That was my first introduction to when I say yes to Jesus. And I have interpreter, Tim. I got an interpreter. Hablaba español, él hablaba inglés. I speak Spanish, he translates in English. And sometimes you look at him and say, are you serious? Are you telling the truth? Or are you preaching your own message? You are not Nikki Cruz. Huh? For, that's the team. That's the team. Finger going different direction.
And when I went over there, I then introduced me. And I went to the pulpit and I look at the people, and I look at the people, and there were people outside listening through the windows and all of that. Jeffrey was close to me, and then I just fall on my knees. But before I fall on my knees, I told them, I had to make a confession here. I came over here not because I want to speak. It's because I want to put some food on the table. I came over here to speak about that we're hurting and we need money. But I could not finish. I went down on my knees, and Jeff, my interpreter, he was surprised. I was broken, and I was on my knees, and I told the crowd, everyone, I want you to forgive me because I got it wrong in my life. And that was the first time that I began to know the graciousness of a father who never gave up with nobody. And he, at the same time, put you in that position. He put you in that position. And I tell you one thing. When I was introduced, it's more than that. It's more than just to be hurt. But at the same time, God has a plan in your life. And I was honest. Be honest. Be honest. Don't try to just double up the whole masquerades in your life. We have to be ourselves. When you're hurting, tell him. When you feel lonely, tell him, because loneliness is something devastating. And that's the way I felt. I need a kiss from Jesus. I have no more strength. But I tell you one thing. I have served my Jesus, and I love him. And I want to encourage you that you have something precious and beautiful in your life. Don't let anything come between you and Jesus Christ, the Savior. Don't let that. Some of you are going through that moments, and maybe I'm just telling you, and I'm putting my heart into your hands. Do I going to go to heaven? I don't know. One time I have a revelation from Jesus and Gloria. I know this. He took me to heaven. I didn't know what it was going on when it was a dream, but no, it was. I was with my eyes open about 4 o'clock in the morning, and here I just this crossing. The space is so fast, and I didn't know what was the situation. What happened? Why he take me? But then everything changed. I was so happy. I'm telling you, I was so happy. Then I began to understand, oh, I'm going to go with Jesus, take care of my wife, and take care of my children. And I just begging, let me in. And I knocked that door at that beautiful diamond city. I wanted. I was selfish. But then that voice came very strong and clear. Because I couldn't understand why he rejected me. And that voice told me, go back home. Go back home. Your time is not over yet. And I tell you, don't be afraid, because we have a place better than this world that is so corrupted, so stinky. Many of us might go to sometimes to think that we feel like a failure. No, 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 no. If you wanted me to tell you that I learned a lesson from history, look at this. Abraham Lincoln, lost 3 elections, was bankrupt and spent 15 years of debts, humiliated. Yet, he became one of the greatest presidents of this country, Abraham Lincoln. And then you began to go a little more, what about Thomas Edison? Hundreds of experiments and all these things that was he was doing, and it seemed like he failed. No, something happened. Something happened to him. He broke through. And this light that you have here, he felt abandoned. But he was a brain. The Wright brothers, they was totally, they feel like a failure. They felt radical. They felt like it can never happen. Boom! Choom! The first airplane. Now I'm going first class because he paid for me. And, I've known nothing like this man. But I want to take you, and I'm going to be really strong in this. Look what happened to the communism in the 19th century. Yet, something happened because a man by the name of Lenin. Lenin began to feel different in 1917. He took control of Russia with only 40,000 followers. And what happened? Before the wall came down, communism was in control over one-third of the world population. Why? Because people were committed themselves totally, giving everything that they have for a cause. Because they believe it. And you know what? Move communism and communist sections and words. It was young people. It was people from the age, teenagers, young people, from the age of just 15 to 19 years old. They were taking over. Think, and use your imagination, what is happening right now. Think. There was a boy, it was a young communist. He was from 18 to 19 years old. He said, "We communists have high casualty rate. We are the ones that get shot, hung, ridiculed, fired from our job, and make us uncomfortable possible for people. We keep track," listen to this, this is history. "We keep track to the penny of every cent we make, and we spend only what is absolutely, absolutely necessary. To keep ourselves alive, we have been," this is a communist guy, a teenager, young kid, he had not reached the 20 years old. He said, "We have been described as fanatic. We are fanatics." That's what he said. "Our lives are dominated by one great overwhelming factor, the struggle of the world of communism. And it is," and this is, break my heart, "it is my life, it's my people,
my religion, my habit, my sweetheart, my wife, my work, my bread. This is a young kid.
And I just believe in every time. And this is, he say, I dream of it at night. I cannot carry out a friendship, a life affair, a love affair, or even a conversation without relating to the force that both guide us and drive us in my life. That's the life, that's the man, that a young kid. Can that hit you? What is taking place right now? Where is the movement is going? What did we learn from here? What did you learn? What I learned? I'm glad because I was praying for this. Before I die, I want to see a revival of young people all over this country. And I watch and I see it because I cry for this. And somebody had to give his life, a young married man. And I do believe that until we don't come down from the mountain and feel the pains and the hurts of these people and the brokenness of these people and feel their hearts just like I feel the hearts of so many people. You think that in my life this was the thousands of thousands, but I have 50 million people that I reach just with my mouth alone. And I'm going to tell you something. That is nothing compared when one person, and that person is the one that you watch every muscle of that face. And you begin to see with your own eyes, the eyes of this person. Because I have done it too many. It's Sonny. And he teach me one thing, that he left Teen Challenge, and I don't know what, because Dave preached a message that he felt that it was that was against him. I said, no, is that this is the way it's shaping up your life. This is the way it is. This is not going to be easy for you. And he left. And Gloria know that I just, when I found out that he left, I looked all over New York for him. I knew all his hangout. And I came back and I was broken. I was crying. I lost him. I invested everything, my energy, my time, my salary. I was paid $12 a week. Listen, I was making $12 a week. They have no insurance of guarantee if you get hurt or you get, if you don't, you feel, we can pay you, doctor. It took my mother-in-law that she don't like me. No, she didn't like me. I don't know why. Did she love me or what was her problem? I tried to be positive in everything. She didn't like me. She told me my face right there after finished Bible school. She told me in front of Gloria, I don't care about him. I don't want him. I don't want you to marry him. He's bad. He's Puerto Rican and you are Mexican. What had that to do with tortillas and tamales and tacos and burritos? Why is he don't mention about arroz con pollo? We don't want him. And Gloria stood up. And she was, how old you was in that time that we finished school, and here I get swam by rejection. Not because my color, because I cannot say nothing about my color. And the most beautiful guys in this world, because ain't no black,
I ain't no white. I'm in the middle. So love me tender. Love me through. Love me tender. And Gloria said, that's her kind of love. Love for my sisters. Love for my brothers. Love for you as a mother. But I got a love for Nikki to be my husband. Right on, baby. I'm serious. I'm laughing and you're laughing, but this is, it wasn't good when somebody told me in my face, we don't want you. Do I gonna go to a Holy Ghost hospital again? What I'm telling you is this. God is faithful, always been faithful for you. Don't turn around and just start complaining and just say and start being a crying baby. Oh, please. No. Get it together. We are mature. We know who we serve. We know where we stand in this life. We know that only Jesus Christ was the one who died for our sin. That he just never complained. That he took every rejection, everything. There was no appearance in his body, in his face. They hit him so hard. There was no attractiveness in him. That was my Jesus, the Jesus of the Bible. That's the Jesus that I want to bring you into something that I want all of you. You are the ambulance. It's there here. You are the nurses. You are the doctors. And are you ready to operate together with Jesus Christ in operation to watch that person completely change? I saw it with my own eyes. I have whole faces of broken people. I had some time in the Crusades, I could not, sometimes I feel terrible because I want to be with the people, but I can't. The only thing I will down if you give me $100,000, then I hug you. And I want to say this, because I have nothing else to say. I'm so proud of my Jesus. I'm so proud of him. I honor to be part of the family. And we are not the minority. We are the majority. And heaven is controlled by who? By our Father. Jesus Christ is the one advocate for all of us. He said, no, I love him. I'll die for them. I give my life for them. And I have to do it. I do it all over again. Father, receive them. That was the last speech he gave to the disciples. Go and wait. Wait for me. In the upper room. You're going to receive something that is going to change the whole world. We got something right here. Give it to us. Do it. Do whatever it takes to do it. But do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't sit down and just be complacent about everything. Do you know that you got something valuable? If you up there, come down. Feel the people. Feel the need of the people. You know why God is blessing this place? Because God is honor in this place. Because God is good. And what you gonna say about that? All right? Yes, if you think that you're going to be boring with me, forget it. Don't sleep on me.
What's the matter with you? You are beautiful. I'm beautiful. Because Jesus is beautiful. And we have something to be proud. But don't keep it to yourself. Give it to somebody else. Give that gift that God has given you. Go and reach out for the lost. They are the ones who are hurting. At this church right now, all of you, we need to get together in unity and faith, because fear has no place here. No. Don't have no place here. And that is what the devil wants to. Let me tell you something. There's going to be a tremendous surprise, because right now everything looks dark. This city is changing. I don't know why, but this city has one light, and he's shining all over. Give it to somebody that needs Jesus Christ. We don't want to allow anyone to take the place of the church of Christ. You, not the building. I beg you in the name of Jesus to open up your heart and give it to somebody else. And that is the reason I thank God that now I understood why I had to leave. Because I was too happy, too content in watching so many drug addicts come in and get. I mean, I saw them with my own eyes. That's why I'm speaking about the Holy Ghost Hospital, because I saw it with my own eyes, not in my own life, but I saw it right now when this is for the director of Teen Challenge, when they opened that door, they got convicted before they opened that door. When you see drug addicts falling, killers falling on their knees, crying like little baby, and asking, God is here, I need help. Yes, we are here to help you. Remember that Teen Challenge. Okay? Oh, where's the music? I don't want to sing a song. I know Elvis Presley, Love Me Tender. I'm sorry, this is me. Tim, this is me. I'm sorry. Cindy, this is me. Will you please stand, and then we're going to spend this moment. And I know that if I make this altar call, but I think the altar call is right there. Tim, will you please come with me? I want you to open your heart. What do we have over here tonight? I want you to open up. I ask you in the name of Jesus, and I beg you to open up. Is that my last word? Open up to the one who loves you so much. I heal you, and heal your family, and heal your marriage. And those who minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, if those people made it and they became famous, that's not the solution here. You can make it to the highest calling and all the calling, and that is to reach out for the lost. So we're going to pray. We're going to pray. Are you here, Tim? Okay, Tim. And we're going to sing. What are we going to sing? Jesus is the answer. Oh, Jesus, you come with Andrew Crouch, been with me so many crusades. Jesus is the answer. That's what he used to do in my crusades. Jesus is the answer. Jesús es la respuesta. Hallelujah. Yes. I am not ashamed of the gospel. Open up your heart. Over there. Look at this upstairs. I want you to open up and just let the Holy Spirit loose. Go back to the old time religion. Go back. back to the upper room. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Take the gospel and give it to somebody, because it's your heart that you're giving. It's something special that you're giving. Give it to somebody. So we pray. You pray. I ain't gonna pray for you. You pray. I'm serious. Tim, come over here. Come over here, Tim. Yes. I want to hear you pray. I want to see your voice. I want to hear you. But the first, God want to hear you. He want to hear your heart. Can you do that? If you want to raise your hand, raise it. That don't mean that somebody put a gun in your head. Because the Holy Spirit is leading you to a worship. To worship Him. Listen, to worship Him. To worship Him. Turn yourself into a Holy Ghost hospital. Give yourself to a cause. Just like that young man of 18, 19 years, Tim. Can we lead? Can you lead us in the prayer?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, please.
Come on, let's begin to pray together. Come on, put, take the hand of the person next to you. Just yes. Take that person's hand.
Yes.
Reach across those aisles right now. Reach across those aisles. Would you begin to pray for that person yes. on your right and on your left right now? Come on, open up your mouths and start to pray for them. Pray that the Holy Spirit would begin to touch them right now. Before I even pray, before me and Nikki begin to pray, you pray for them right now. You start to be the prayer warrior.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Come on, let them be used. Let them be used by God. You pray, God use them.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Pray for the touch of God. Pray that God would fill him with the Holy Ghost. Pray that God would fill him with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Pray that God would fill them right now. Say, God, fill them. Change them. Change them.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Come on, lift your hands now. Lift those hands before we pray. And let's declare this right now. Jesus is. Say
the answer.
Jesus is the answer
yes.
for the world today. Above and there's no other. Jesus is the
come on, lift those hands and sing it. Sing it to him.
Jesus is the answer for the world. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer.
For the world today.
Above him
there's no other.
Jesus is the way.
Jesus is the answer. For the world today.
Sing it loud now. Let's sing it loud. You sing it, church. Come on, sing it. Jesus is. Sing it now. Sing it loud. Come on, church. Jesus is. Let's pray for a Holy Ghost hospital right here on 51st and Broadway. With those hands lifted up and our mouths lifted up, Father, we're praying right here.
Yes, Jesus.
That God, we have been wounded. Many of us have been wounded. I declare that today. But Father, we need a Holy Ghost hospital.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
There have been people that have been wounded by parents, by religion, by even preachers, by politicians. They've been wounded by the police department, the fire department,
yes,
neighbors. Father, we've all been wounded, but I thank you that we serve a healer.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is a healer.
Hallelujah.
We declare tonight that by your stripes we are healed, oh God. We are healed by
Hallelujah.
Those stripes. So God, tonight in this place, we're going to believe for healing to take place.
Yes.
And that, Father, you are going to begin not only to heal, but to use them, as Nikki said, as healers.
Yes.
That, God, you would raise up Holy Ghost doctors, Holy Ghost nurses.
Yes.
That, Father, when men and women and teenagers, next gen, walk through that door, I'm asking you, God, they would sense the healing power of Jesus. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Father, they asked, Isaiah asked, is there a balm in Gilead? Is there a balm? Is there something to heal the people? And we're saying today, right here at 51st and Broadway, there's a balm in Gilead. There's a balm. There's healing power in Jesus. Healing power in Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. Let's praise him. Let's sing it one more time. Just take a, please, I just need some here. I'm losing my voice. Need some in the monitor. Turn me up, please. Thank you. Can we just thank God for Nikki Cruz tonight and just, what a blessing. Let me tell you what is a joy for me is that we're going to take the next 2 days. We'll let you know when it's going to be broadcasted. We'll let you know when we'll be posted. I get the next 2 days. Nikki and I are going to sit down, and we're about to do filming, and we're going to hear the stories firsthand. We're going to hear about soul winning, evangelism, winning people to Christ. We're going to hear about his conversion. We're going to hear some things that are just not even written in a book, but just has been his life experiences. He has been used by God for over 6 decades, been used by God. So we have the joy. Not only has he given his time to preach tonight, but he's giving his time over these next 2 days. I want to pray for his healing tonight. Where did he go? Okay, he's in the back. No, leave him there. We're going to stand. I want us to pray. Would you just lay hands on Gloria and Alicia just right now, just because we're going to pray that God would strengthen Nikki. Folks, he stands up here like he's 19 years old. He's 87 years old. So what a miracle. Can we just pray for strength? We're going to let Gloria and Alicia, his daughter, stand in the gap and let them be. Can we pray for healing right now? Just your strength for Nikki. Father, in Jesus' name, I'm praying for strength for Nikki right now. I'm praying that God, you would begin to give him a let him go from strength to strength. Give him a second wind, God. I believe he is not done yet, that there is a work to be done through that man. The enemy will try to come to him in Gloria, to Alicia, to Patrick. And Father, we are asking right now for your healing touch to rest upon them, that they would sense, they would feel, they would know the power of God. So, Father, we're going to stand with our friends. We're going to stand with our co-workers. We're going to stand with our fellow soldiers and say, healing in Jesus' name. Healing in Jesus' name. We believe that, God, you've given Nikki a voice to the world, a voice to the nations. And now we're praying, strengthen him. Father, and I pray for Gloria and Nikki right now. May their latter years be greater than their former years, oh God. May their latter years be greater than their former years. And that, Father, they would go from strength to strength, faith to faith, and glory to glory. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen.